This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
Guys, welcome to Race Worse. We got the return of Conspiracy Dave.
Yes, I hope he has conspiracies this time.
We got Dante Nero in the studio.
Oh, I'm so happy Dante's back.
We got TV Karen, a.k.a. Emily Tarver.
Oh, you know I'm in love with Emily. Her father approved it.
She got country western ass. Everybody likes country western ass.
Yes.
Yeah, guys, so I don't know if we got anything solved, but it's a good goddamn show.
Race Wars, check it out.
It's what we do, baby!
This is Race Wars. Race
Wars. I have the power!
Yeah! How's it feel?
With Kurt Metzger.
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
And Sherrod Small.
Settle down, bitch!
Race Wars.
I think cut the best part
we
of
the line.
We
boy! Weed 'em boy, hey!
We're back, and we're not.
Weed 'em boy!
We're not as serious.
With Weed 'em boy, hey!
Why are you saying panda? What does that mean?
Panda's the hottest boy. Shit ever.
What is it?
Play that panda shit.
Weed 'em boy,
hey! I don't think
we can. Oh, you can't play it?
No, you can't play music. They'll sue you. iTunes and SoundCloud.
Just tell me
Race Wars, we're back. Race Wars, we're back in the house.
It's a hot song.
That's Dante talking. Dante's here. Emily Carver.
Hi.
Huh? Conspiracy
Emily Tarver.
Tarver, I mean.
Hi.
Tarver.
Hi. What'd you say, Tarver?
Conspiracy Dave. Mm. I said Tarver.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, it's Conspiracy Dave. No, yeah. I mean Conspiracy Dave.
You said Conspiracy Dave don't matter?
No, I said it doesn't matter that you said Carver instead of Tarver. Whatever.
Oh, yeah.
The point
I always think George Washington Carver.
Yeah, me too.
Because he's such a hero.
I'll take it.
He's a black hero.
I'll take it.
And I want to put peanut butter on Emily.
Wait, he's black?
You beat me. You beat me.
I heard you thinking it.
And Conspiracy Dave. Now, we had a little bit of controversy because I wasn't sure if it's Conspiracy Dave or Flat Earth Dave. But I feel like it should be Conspiracy Dave because it's more encompassing.
Yeah.
You don't want to just say Flat Earth. He's got a lot of
ideas.
It's just
one. Yeah, that's just one thing that he believes.
And this idea, though, why I said get Dave back. Was John told me that you're on a tear about Gaddafi
absolutely
being a great guy, which I'm
Gaddafi.
Dying to get into.
Yeah, I'm down for that.
I'm totally down.
All right,
to see
you guys. Was an African king.
I'm done. All right, my
now,
work is done here.
And I've heard not from you, but here and there I've heard people say Gaddafi is actually a great guy, or not.
The
bad.
Nation of Islam said it. Dante backed me up.
And if you can't trust them, who can?
Yeah. Growing up, we all thought Gaddafi was this evil guy. They'd show pictures of him on the news. You go, look at that guy, he's evil. But he wasn't evil. He was just pissed off at what the Western world was doing to him. He was the only one
Join
speaking.
The club.
Yeah, no shit. He was the only one speaking truth at the UN.
I remember that long, crazy speech. What truth are you talking about?
Yeah, that one. That speech.
Maybe if he didn't dress like Captain Crunch.
the guy's got style, man. The guy has got style.
He bugs me.
Oh, I want them to make those new Kentucky Fried Chicken commercials where they have a fake colonel. I want it to be Gaddafi. I am the colonel. So what was so great about Gaddafi?
Louisiana style.
Well, because let me tell you why I feel like, why I have a hard time believing he was as great a beloved leader as you say. Just because, people hate Obama, let's say, but.
Because he's the Antichrist.
Right. But that having been said, when he gets out of office, I doubt. We're all going to jam a stick up his ass. That feels like a poor review.
That was a bad way to go out, boy.
I feel like that's a bad performance review.
Sticks up your ass like you're a hibernating bear.
So let's just
put dirt.
Let me review a couple of the things that Gaddafi did for his country. When he took over Libya.
Hold on. Let me ask Emily to settle down, please, and stop.
Sorry, I keep wondering who y'all are talking about.
We're talking about Muammar Gaddafi.
Now, who's he?
He was on the first season of American Idol.
Okay.
He's a Muslim. He's a Muslim like Obama.
Listen, I know you guys have short attention spans. I'll keep this as short as possible. Maybe 90 seconds.
Just say nigger next time and hurt less.
Yeah.
That's a bad word.
So, I just say it a lot in general.
Yeah, no, though. In real fast, when he took over Libya, it was the lowest standard of living, the most homelessness, and the most uneducated.
It was the Bronx of North Africa. We get it.
It was bad. And so he basically made home, housing a human right. When you got married, you got $50,000 to buy a house. Healthcare was completely free. And if they couldn't do it there, he'd fly you to another country to get it done. All expenses paid. Electricity was free. Education was free.
What
higher
about
education.
The rape?
Yeah, what about raping the kids part?
Is
that free?
$50,000 the same over there?
So those rapes are told to you by the same people that told you that 9/11 was real.
The white man?
Yeah, it's all lies about him. Well, this guy drove through the streets, standing up outside his sunroof, walked through the streets, and people hugged him and ran.
Let me ask you,
Let me ask Saddam too.
But yeah, no, same bullshit. That's the same argument everybody uses.
Later on, we're not talking about. I agree with you that Gaddafi did a lot of great things for the country, but it also seemed like he went nuts later. With all the plastic surgeries and all kinds of all the crazy shit.
Oh,
like
now I know who you're talking about.
You do?
Say plastic surgery and then I get it.
Wow.
Then I get it.
He.
Wait, hold on, Dave. Aaron just got in. So Dave, you remember Conspiracy Dave?
Hello.
Hey.
Wait, is Aaron, so
hi,
Dave,
hi.
Dave's explained to us why Gaddafi was actually a pretty great leader and not the as in the documentary,
so,
Gaddafi Mad Dog.
He
can
what?
Be all bad.
Those are all, that's all.
No, no.
Nobody's all
so,
bad.
So hang on. Hang on that. Here. So Libya was an oil-rich country. So instead of giving the corporations the rights to all the oil, like we do here, Mobil, Exxon, whatever, he nationalized it, and they shared all of the profits with the people.
Okay, but by that standard, Sarah Palin was a great governor because when she was the governor of Alaska, people share in the state oil company was maximized. Because they
Sarah
really
Palin did some. Everybody always say Sarah Palin. This,
she was
Sarah.
Like not a bad governor, but if that's like the only standard by which you
this is not the only standard. I mean,
Sarah Palin stinks.
So healthcare was free, education was free, higher education was free. Any car you wanted to buy, no matter what, they would subsidize half of it. Gas was 14 cents a gallon. He got rid of homelessness before he even housed his mother and father who were living in a tent. They were the last ones to become. They were a debt-free country, and this is what happened.
Yes.
So
and let's not forget that he also, his security was of Beyonce's backup dancers from the Formation video.
All of it. Yeah. This is just badass.
Also, by the way, I'll never forgive him for murdering Doc Brown. From. I mean, I don't know how you answer those charges, but go ahead.
He was.
If he was such a good leader, why do you think his people were motivated to revolt?
Well, how do you know that? If you see what his people used to protest for Gaddafi, we used to scream
do you think it was like an American engineered revolt?
It's not. It was totally American. There was
but
no.
But I don't think people in Libya are like idiots. I don't think that they're able to be totally swayed.
People
being like, he's good. Oh wait, no. The American said he's
bad.
But
hang on.
He's bad.
There's no proof that people in Libya were revolting against
him. Yeah, we don't know who those people were who was fighting over there.
You just see. You just hear two dimensional stories on the news.
It could have been ISIS.
Could have been some of it was ISIS.
So for those of you, it takes a little bit of research to realize these things that I'm saying are true. I made a video. It's called The Great Man-Made River.
Right.
And check it out. It'll come right up. Just search YouTube, The Great Man-Made River. It's 5 minutes long.
Will you sell them in a lobby after the show? Well,
sure.
You lose people at a minute 49.
Yeah, I understand that. So 144 characters
and
we're
fucked. You lose people at a minute 49.
All right, Dave. So let me respond to you. Because even in that Gaddafi Mad Dog documentary, which I would say is not pro-Gaddafi.
Yeah, well, it's the people American that, propaganda, but go ahead.
Well, it's not made by
Jews.
The wait, people what? That a lot of the people are his friends in the thing. And what a lot of them say were he was really great at the beginning.
Yeah.
People really liked him. And he was a smart guy.
Yeah.
And the take on it, there were these two, he was trying to build a bomb. So he had these German rocket scientists who were his friends. So they speak pretty glowingly of him. And they're pretty forget. They're like, look, at the end, he was going crazy. But what it was he hated being the leader of Libya. He wished he could lead anywhere else but Libya, which is why he went on that tour to try to be the emperor of Africa.
Yeah, I remember that.
Because that was a good tour, though.
Puffy was
He
on
wanted
that.
All that. He wanted to educate. He wanted to educate the people. He wanted to do all that. And because they're dumb as shit, he couldn't bring them along like he wanted and hated them. Now, the people that
And plus he looked down on the Africans that he was trying to get follow.
Yeah. Oh,
the
you saw it too.
This is all hearsay.
But okay.
But go ahead.
Listen, here's the other thing. The people that loved him like that, there was a sizable portion loved him. They're from his tribe. Like all these fucking countries, it's a whole bunch of warring factions, and then one guy's who runs the country is part of this one tribe, and they're a favored nation status.
MS-13.
There's another documentary that's not about Gaddafi. It's just this guy who's a photographer that went to Libya, who's not related to the government anyway, and he's going through talking to all the people afterwards. And some of the people liked Gaddafi and some didn't, but a lot of people didn't like Gaddafi. And part of the reason is...
Did they want to kill him, though?
Well, towards the end, he was picking up school kids and chopping their lips off.
That's the African way, is when they don't like you, they want to kill you.
So, Kurt,
they're overthrowing the government.
You and I can agree to disagree. I believe that every single point you just brought up is American propaganda, and not a single piece of it is the truth.
Well,
this is how.
I
listen,
you
they
kind of pick and choose. Like,
no, I don't, because
remember the last time when you had all these scientific things about the flat Earth, and then okay, fine, I don't even know any of that shit. You could be totally right, but then somehow
that Earth is flat.
Yeah, he had all these reasons.
You know that. We'll get there.
Okay.
What are you, now, Sherry Shepherd?
But dude, here's the point where I don't think you're as objective as you say. I go, so why is NASA lying about this? To keep us away from the creator. And now I realize the Bible is true because I measured the curvature or the flatness of the Earth. How do you just jump to, you know, the Bible's true?
I don't say the Bible's true. I say there's lots of things in the Bible.
But you
that
told
are
me last time that you believe God's real.
Yes.
They're no. lying about the shape
no.
of the
yeah.
earth.
No. 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 You gotta be fucking
But they're
me.
Lying about I'm, the shape
was,
of the earth.
I was on, an listen. Atheist my entire life
listen,
until
listen,
I discovered
you told
the
me
flat earth.
They're lying about oh the shape God. Of the earth to keep us away from God.
Yes.
So I could even buy all your formulas about the flatness of the earth. How did you just jump to now that we know God's real
and
they're trying to hide God from us by the shape of the earth being like, you make some jumps, dude. So it's not like you're all objective all the time.
I actually, me saying that anything in the Bible is real or that God exists is the farthest from the truth of anything that I would even fathom a year ago. But okay. from my extensive research, I know that we live on an intelligently designed system, that the universe is not this infinite place that they tell us, and that we are the center of our universe.
So just, I mean, that's
a real fiery word, sir.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, since we're starting from that point,
and blasphemy.
Now you tell me the Gaddafi thing. Like, I have a suspicion anybody saying something you don't like about Gaddafi.
Well, I want to say something.
And let me finish about Gaddafi.
To say
after
that there's
you.
Any world leader that everybody loved is absurd.
I'm saying there's probably some people that. No,
but Republicans love Ronald Reagan. Black people hate Ronald Reagan. They think
I thought he was
all right.
He was like that asshole teaching high school, but when he died, I was like, oh, I'm going to miss that asshole.
So,
well, you know what's really interesting is like that you implied that the American government had some kind of interest in creating a vacuum in Libya. The last thing the American government wants is a vacuum anywhere in the Middle East.
So it's
completely counterintuitive to assume that like a government, like the American government would be like, yeah, let's make it so some super adamant religious faction can assume control once this person who's maybe kind of shitty.
So it wasn't about creating a vacuum or not creating a vacuum. It was about two things. It was about protecting the American petrodollar, which is the world currency that's used to trade oil.
But a power vacuum doesn't protect that. A power vacuum endangers that.
Yeah,
I have a shark.
But let me tell you what Gaddafi was going to do. First, he discovered an ocean full of water underneath the desert when he was looking for oil. So he did a 40-year project, the largest construction project for irrigation in the history of mankind, to spreading water all across Africa. And then he was giving any families that wanted to be farmers, he gave them farmland, water, machines, seeds, you know, livestock.
Be the emperor.
Wait, hang on. To start organic farms, and organic farms were popping up all across Africa. He was getting ready to feed all of Africa. After 40 years, when they finally completed it, the NATO and U.S. forces went in and blew it up with depleted uranium bombs. Biggest crime against humanity. And you say Gaddafi is a bad guy? I mean, that is the I can't think of a bigger crime that's ever been done. And then Gaddafi.
Black, well, I think Wall the other Street. Shit he
wait
did.
So they called Gaddafi a terrorist. Let me tell you, his first act of terror was to create a gold-backed, debt-free central bank. So they had no debt. Their money was real money. And then he wanted to trade oil and money. And that's the same thing Saddam wanted to do. And that's why we blow him up. It doesn't matter about creating a vacuum, because anyone that starts selling oil, anything but U.S. dollars, the U.S. economy dies. And they say, you know, they will not let that happen. So,
dude, that could all be true, but that doesn't let him off the hook for the other shit.
What other shit?
Well, there's his own plane he blew up after they did those sanctions.
So I live on the 95 corridor in Connecticut, and a couple times a year, Obama comes through. They shut down like 15 exits in a row with state troopers.
Because one black man came to your neighborhood in 10 years, now you're going to blame him for the traffic?
No. And then they have like 15 decoy cars, so no one knows what car he's in. Gaddafi goes down the city with the windows open, standing up, gets out of the car, walks through the crowds. He's hugged and loved, okay?
Yeah, he better be.
Yeah,
but what would happen if they didn't?
Well, everyone says that like Kim Jong-un, whatever his name is from. You know, if they don't love him, they'll get their heads chopped off. That's bullshit. It's not the case. Gaddafi raised Libya to the highest standard of living in all of Africa.
You didn't see that video.
That absolutely would make him an enemy of the United States, is the fact that he looked out for his people. The same thing like the dude that was giving oil, wanted to give oil to America, with the guy from South America.
We were in business with
Chavez.
Listen, Gaddafi, yes, in the 80s was like public enemy number one, but later on we were fucking the lesser of a lot of evils, and we were on board with him. I mean, I was pretty well known. And
we were in bed with Saddam Hussein, but you know, after 9/11, we realized he had nothing, no weapons of mass destruction or nothing to do with that. We decided to bomb him. But that's because he wanted to trade oil for gold.
Okay, but
and plus Uday and it was wildin', nigga. Uday,
I wouldn't doubt that. My thing is this: but absolute power corrupts absolutely.
If you are
running the show and the people love you, eventually there'll be a situation where you'll cross the line and you start to
Elvis. That happened to Elvis,
that you're godlike.
And that's what
and
he
to
did.
Think that he didn't. That didn't affect him.
Maybe it did a little bit, but he knew that a parliamentary government, you know. Government by representatives is corrupt by its own nature.
Sure it is.
What he was doing was far better than anything else that's going on in any other government.
But that doesn't mean he didn't like young bitches.
I don't know.
I don't know
that it was far better than anything anyone
because,
else is doing.
Because he had the highest standard of living, the highest education, the healthiest people, zero debt.
At the end, he had the most stuff jammed up his ass by an angry populace. Yes. Well, balance it out.
Is it possible that maybe he just grew up? Maybe he did bad shit when he was a little bit younger, and then he got older.
Actually,
and he was
like, good when he was younger. When he was younger,
well, then never mind.
Yeah, but the thing is, the stuff that you are quoting does not agree with what he was saying. You know, you're hearing.
I read his book.
You read the book, the Green Book. Yeah, that's a great book.
It's a bit insane. It's
more insane than Tales of the Fourth Grade Nothing.
Yeah. That book made perfect sense. I understood who Peter was. I understood their conflict.
Peter didn't understand who Peter was.
He
was on a journey, Kurt.
That is part of growing up.
Everybody has their opinion.
And Judy Blume got it.
Everybody has their opinion. Apologies. All I ask is I got a couple of videos on deepinsidetherabbithole.com. Go to the Gaddafi page. Watch The Great Man-Made River, 5 minutes. If it interests you, watch the one that's linked next. Watch those videos. Read the information there. Make up your own mind. These guys are wrong.
Listen, he was very ambitious
unchecked.
Guy. And all that shit, I totally believe you, him doing. The problem was his people were like dumb and didn't want to go with it. And he was brutal when they didn't want to do what he wanted.
What if you gave Sherrod free reign on anything he would do?
I would never do that.
When did Sherrod
I would
not
do good stuff. I always have free reign.
I think that's going to happen. There's going to be a lot of unpaid selling checks.
Paying with my soul. I'm not paying for hummus. Look, you heard that crowd? You heard the crowd?
You got to remember that most of the information that you get on Gaddafi is coming from the same liars on the mainstream media that are controlled by the corporate interests that run our government.
Well,
it's all lies.
I'm in the mainstream media. Like, what?
You're not in the mainstream
media.
Sure she is.
How am I? I've never gotten a fax from, like, the controlling.
People don't do facts
so,
anymore.
So why don't you do a story about the geoengineering that's going on,
sure,
or Gaddafi.
Sure, I will.
Dr. Judy Woods and 9/11. Try to bring that up on mainstream media.
So here's the thing.
Judy Woods.
Okay, so here's a good parallel.
Tales of Forgery.
There's a common theory in academia that Shakespeare wasn't real. And it's just kind of pervasive, but nobody's been able to prove it. And there are certain people that are like, oh, academia doesn't want to prove that Shakespeare wasn't real. They don't want to. They're protecting him. But the reality is, if somebody could prove it, it would be the biggest fucking thing in like 500 years.
He was real. He actually was real, but he wasn't as gay as everybody thinks.
Right.
He loved pussy. Ain't that crazy?
Who are we talking about here?
Wait.
Sherrod.
No, but my parallel
in this case,
this is a story.
Wasn't as gay as
this is the media like exists in a free market system. This is a story that if you could blow it up would totally
You'd
make you dominate
rich.
An entire like several news cycles. It'd be huge. So, what, like
the Gaddafi story?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Absolutely. But they won't cover it.
Who's
the white media?
I'm
the
part
white
of they.
Media.
Okay,
what station are you on?
I work at Vocative. It's like a deep web based.
Never heard
white,
of it.
White people.
Exactly.
I mean, they
maybe you should pay attention to the non-mainstream.
I will. I'll check it out. I'd love to check it out. There's all sorts of stuff. But people listen to CNN, Fox, MSNBC. And whatever other
actually,
crap.
That's actually less true than it's ever been audiences are diminishing and
have right.
been.
No, you're absolutely right. It is
Fox
shifting.
News audience
but
it, ain't
but
diminishing.
In the past, you know.
It actually is.
It is. If you go out. If you go out.
Are y'all saying that their audiences
no.
are
Rush
Dominican?
Limbaugh, all of those dudes are done.
Dominican?
You're absolutely right.
People love the crazy.
The new mainstream media is the alternative media. You're absolutely right.
And the ratings are not there. Getting ready to pull the plug on The Blaze with Glenn Beck. And
oh, The Blaze. I can see that going.
Sean Hannity getting ready to pull the plug on him because he was getting paid by the
powers that be, the Illuminati.
No.
Will you stop
now? Now I'm the fucking
the authors of the Bible.
No,
the Illuminati.
Heritage Foundation.
Yeah,
sponsored the
show. A lot of yelling going on here.
Really, you've been talking for the last half hour.
All right.
I'm coming up with facts, and now I'm the fucking crazy
Dave
one,
sounds,
Dave.
He just sounds like my fucking black barber. Who says the same shit.
Barbers are very intelligent. They,
just end it with the white
sampling.
Man's the devil.
They
just do. Say the white man's the devil. You'd be identical with my black barber.
I was actually just at a Breitbart meetup before I came here.
Yeah?
What is that?
Breitbart.com is a conservative website that was founded by Andrew Breitbart.
And Andrew was a good friend of mine, by the way.
Yeah, like he's like beloved.
He was a good dude.
He's dead. Coincidence?
No. You're next.
It's like right wing. Pretty right wing. They're Trump supporters.
He's a troublemaker. That's why I liked him. Oh, he got into Obama's.
He really doesn't give a fuck. Or he didn't give a
fuck. He didn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Until God stepped
in. Yeah,
right. Like God gave
him. No, you know, he was pretty shitty for that thing he did to that Shirley Sherrod. That was not cool.
Whoa. I know Shirley Sherrod. She's a family member.
Shirley Sherrod's mom.
Shirley had it
That's
coming.
That's not how names work.
She's my namesake.
That's not how names work.
NATO forces have killed probably close to 100,000 people in Libya. Could you imagine if Gaddafi started blowing up people here because they didn't like what we were doing with the petrodollar? I mean, it would be...
Didn't he blow his plane up?
Yeah, no, he did not. They blamed him for it, but he had nothing to do with it.
But don't give
it
away.
It did not. If you look into it,
100,000 people there. Isn't that all the people?
His ex guys and his around him say this shit. You understand that, right?
He did not do Lockerbie. He had nothing to do with it.
But what do you want? You want Libya to have the same abilities as America? Like how we can blow up 100,000? You think they should be able to?
No, I don't think
that.
I think we should mind our own business. And our whole government system is antique. It's archaic. We have a representative system. You know why states had representatives? Because the people would get together, they would talk to the representative that they elected, and then he would travel for 3 or 4 weeks to get to Washington, D.C. to spend a message. But now, you know, what the fuck do we need that for? I could
what
tweet a message
have?
Around the world.
What
Direct democracy doesn't
have...
work. Just look at American Wait, no. Idol. Well, they keep picking the worst ones.
What should
we
have?
You know what? We should have, there's only three laws and that matter. Don't kill anybody, don't get in anybody's space, and don't break any contracts. Anything
what
after
are you,
that,
I'm 0 for 3.
I don't know what the fuck I am.
Since you've been gone, that girl ain't good. Come on, Aaron.
She was the first one, but since then, can you name? Okay, post Taylor Hicks, can you name any?
Maybe not the winner, but I know Fat Girl who won the Oscar.
Fat Girl who won the
Jennifer
Oscar.
Jennifer Hudson?
That's
on her headshot. It says it on her headshot.
She's very unfat. She's like dramatically unfat.
But she used to be fat. Fat her won
And Ruben, what about Ruben? Ruben won.
Ruben has
Ruben stuttered.
He was season 2. He was season 2. He was large.
His middle name was Sandwich.
Ruben Sandwich.
If you
want to
see an interesting sandwich. Presidential candidate, sandwich. You probably never heard of him, John McAfee.
Oh, love McAfee.
He's running on the
Did
Libertarian ticket, and his goal is keep government out of our lives.
Is that the guy who turned blue?
He turned blue?
The
I've heard some weird things about him.
Remember the head of the Libertarians?
McAfee doesn't... Okay, so... I feel like supporting someone like that is a little naive.
I agree. I didn't say that. I
Hold
said
on.
Very
call
interesting.
Flat Earth Dave. No,
I said
guest,
it's very
Aaron.
Interesting.
I feel like it's naive because Washington, for better or for worse, is a machine.
Respect Absolutely.
If you go in and have no idea how the machine works, it'd be like if I were trying to fix a car engine.
It would be a mess.
We got to overhaul this car engine. I open the hood and I'm like, what the fuck are these parts?
I am not disagreeing with you at all.
Okay,
I just
Aaron,
said his stance is very interesting and it would be phenomenal, but it will never work.
Imagine Imagine if you thought your car was run by the Illuminati, though.
Yes. Then,
can I just keep imagining Aaron bending over a car hood?
Mm. Yeah.
Now, you Daisy Duking it?
No.
I just want to get the image right.
Some red bottoms. Red they don't make those shorts anymore because they don't look good on anyone.
No, what? It's true. They definitely don't.
Shorts are disgusting.
Gotta have country western ass.
Really?
You haven't been watching Worldstar.
Shorts are gross.
Shorts are gross.
They look good on Worldstar.
Yeah, they do. Yeah,
they're gross. Shorts are gross.
Really?
Shorts are gross?
They're when I sniff them, they're
pants,
all right.
But gross.
Well, when men wear them, they're gross. And I feel like right now we're reaching the point where we're almost at equality, so it's also gross when women wear them.
Shorts are gross.
I gotta disagree.
I just bought two pairs of shorts today. I can't wait to wear them.
Okay, they're gross.
You can wear them. You're allowed to wear them.
You can
vent. I'm gross.
Have you ever heard the
You're
onion?
Like an off-duty
way?
Mailman, if you.
Where's the keys?
I've been reading a lot of like manosphere versus feminist.
I fucking
blog.
Love the manosphere.
Yeah, I got into a hole of it.
What
yesterday.
Is this white nerd shit y'all talking about?
Hole? It's you know, I got into a manhole.
You got into a manhole.
Yeah, what's but not the good kind for one.
It's some jargon.
It's jargon. That's exactly right.
They love some jargon.
It's like the opposite of all those feminist websites. It's right. the dude version. So it's like their extreme thing. But it's like
so
man.
Guys get to be bitches too.
Right.
So they're like oh, yeah. We have all rights. We
well,
are important.
It's secretly women have it way better than men. And not it's everybody just goes extreme one way and there's no
well,
like
well the thing that's like yeah. super weird about it is like they actually Phillip. Like their big points are yeah. like super terrible like men are screwed right. over in custody battles yep they totally are
yeah,
and it's
right.
like really unfair and like there's other situations where it's like oh alimony that's fucked up in the modern world
right
yep it usually is
well that's
but then
hit,
they
Larry.
Then they get into these weird like terminology things and it's so
we do get screwed over in child support well, shit
oh yeah for sure
just I gotta married. Visit the kid legally, and that's a requirement. Let me see that in the Constitution.
I'm a.
In the Constitution.
Thank God I'm only a godfather. I got to show up once every 2 years. Hey. Maybe build a bicycle. Wave at the house.
You don't Double have to build fives. Bicycles anymore. They make them at the store. And
I
got to
do
them.
Nothing then. Thank you.
Can I finish up one point on
sure.
Gaddafi?
Sure. We love to hear more.
What was the sign?
The last point is the Libyans have something that we in the West do not have. They had a leader that had integrity and courage to fight for his people. Unlike us, where our leaders are fighting for the Rothschilds who have the central banks, who create money out of thin air, lend it to us at interest, and make us debt slaves.
How Libya, dare you Libya talk about Nicole Hilton's you know, husband's family yeah. like that?
When you say
they're
like,
good people.
First of all, when you say it like that, Dave, they sound pretty awesome.
Yeah, how do you make money out of thin air? I would love to
who
go
are
to
those
a class
wizards?
About that.
Yeah, they just
These
type
are
numbers
Jews
into computers, and they type numbers in, and then they lend it to us at interest, so
Does
we can never
pay
it back.
Come back to
yeah.
Jews?
They own Haiti.
Is that why you said the worst crime against humanity was blowing up water?
The Rothschilds.
The Gettys. The Rothschilds.
Let them know. The Rothschilds still own Haiti.
They own the whole world.
Just because they own.
They own. The Rothschilds themselves own more than 50% of the planet.
And Nicole Hilton, she found herself one. She married into the family.
Really, a Rothschild?
Yes. Do your research.
My cousin's
people.
Name is
I was
Roth.
At the reception.
Is that
Are you
a
talking
relation?
About Nikki Hilton?
We have Nikki a Rothschild Hilton. On Deep Inside the Rabbit Hole.
Nicole, who's that?
So Tim yeah. Rothschild, one of the hosts That's on Deep Inside the Rabbit Hole.
I want to know why you believe in God now. That's what I want to get into.
Oh, so, my God.
So,
yes,
he yeah, did 9/11?
I'd love to get into that. You know, so in short, when you realize that the flat earth is a real thing and the ball earth is completely laughable.
Did you say ball earth?
Ball earth, yes.
Well, it is kind of laughable.
So
gravity's not real.
So
Dave, can I tell you why I believe in God? Because that Amazon River fish that swims up your dick hole. You know? That doesn't happen by chance. Yeah,
I'll have to agree with
that. That's an intelligent design.
That's a very
intelligent design.
So what's more likely to have a God, an infinite universe where we are just a speck floating among billions and trillions of other specks in an ever-expanding universe with, you know, just separated and we evolved from evolution by pure fucking chance by some lightning hitting some carbon. Or that we live on a flat, enclosed earth where we are the center, everything, all the stars and the moon and the sun are just luminaries very close above us, and it's an intelligently designed system. When you realize
who created the design,
are you saying we
I don't know. I don't know who they are, but it's intelligent. Yes, we do.
We live in a terrarium.
We do, and
created
I don't,
by yeah, a lord.
There yeah. is. It's wow. not a guy right. sitting in a chair.
What's more likely? Answer the question.
But no, it's not. It's not
space
what's more
terrarium or chaos.
Wait, he Wait. Has a chair.
No,
he has a chair
so
now.
The official story of the universe is there. The official story of the universe is. is there was nothing, and nothing exploded into everything.
Sounds about right.
That's the official story.
Yeah, sounds good.
But the
nothing though is just a placeholder word because we can't comprehend what nothing is.
Yeah, but if you look
at the existence of round celestial bodies negates the idea that there could
be. Hang on, that's a great question.
That was a booty reference.
That's a great question.
Celestial bodies.
So how do you know something is a sphere when you're looking through it through a single eyepiece? You can't tell anything
because it's round and three dimensional.
So this table's round. Is it a sphere?
No, it's not. Well,
how
like,
do you know it's not a sphere?
Did you go
it's
to
round.
Grade school?
I can look under it.
I guess I didn't go to sphere school.
I got my hand under it, touching my round. Penis. That's right, why I don't
again,
Sherrod. So how about this? You throw like you throw some water in the air,
and
when
it comes
it spins,
down.
It becomes round. Like matter becomes round when it's spinning in the air. The Earth is. Like
yeah,
spinning,
but there's oranges
no
and
denying.
Bananas too. I mean, one of them's round
yeah,
and one.
But they weren't formed via spinning. The Earth is spinning.
No, the Earth is not spinning. It's stationary. It does not move.
Then why is the sun round? Why is the moon round?
So, let me save you a little bit of trouble.
So hang on.
Hold on.
Oh, my God.
No, no.
Take control of this show.
No, you have to ask a question and have the question answered.
Hold on. You got to understand something, Aaron. Dave has all these formulas and figures.
No, I don't. I have simple observations.
But he's got a thing to like to an answer for
so
everything.
So Earth is literally the only flat, large entity in the universe.
No, my dad said that.
The oh, only, sorry, the what? Only flat.
It's the
like,
main thing.
No, I didn't say that.
Nature abhors like a vacuum in a straight line, and so you're saying the Earth is just a straight line? Is it sort of curved?
So listen, you're like asking a lot of questions, but you keep asking additional questions before I can answer one. Is there a specific question that you would like answered?
Is mommy arguing?
No.
Ben, I guess I have a specific question.
Yeah, sure.
Can I ask a
go ahead.
Specific question.
Yeah,
and
then let me answer it. Sure.
Okay, great. So when you see a picture that's taken from outer space and you see the world,
yeah,
do you think that it is a disc floating in space that's a disc?
Absolutely not. But let me ask you a question. How many pictures of the Earth are there from outer space?
7.
17?
No, there's only two.
There's only two.
And NASA even admits that they're composite images. And if you look at them, you'll see that they're photoshopped completely. There's clouds that are stepped and repeated. They even admit that it's not a real picture. There is no picture of
here's
Earth.
Here's a picture of the space shuttle leaving Earth.
Yeah, the space shuttle leaving Earth. How is that shadow perfectly lined up like that? The shadow would fan out and be weak. This is a fake picture, okay? And if you look at the new NASA shots, the SpaceX, there's no trail of smoke anymore. All of a sudden, there's no smoke when there used to be smoke, and they're using the same fuel. Why is that?
Why is that?
Well, going back to what I was saying about Shakespeare. So if a scientist could prove this, don't you think they would? Can you name a prominent scientist who's come close to proving this?
Can you name a scientist that can show me one proof that the Earth is a ball?
No. I'm not asking.
It doesn't matter. Can you prove that God exists?
I'm asking you to prove
your
theory.
You can't prove that it does.
So hang on. There's no scientist, including Neil deGrasse, Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Why are you bringing the brothers into this?
He said Neil deGrasse Tyson.
I heard him.
Is that the title of this episode?
We have an open letter to him.
Why are you attacking fat Reggie Jackson?
We have an open letter to him with 12 questions, and he can't answer one of them. There is not a single proof that the Earth is a spinning ball.
Wait,
when you look at it,
or won't.
Yeah, there's
he can't.
Definitely that's
he
wrong.
Can't.
That's a wrong thing.
There's not
that you're
one
saying
proof.
Is a wrong
so
thing.
So let me ask you a question: how much have you looked into this subject?
Oh.
How much have I looked?
Yeah,
into
how
it
much have you looked into it?
When I was in college.
No. When you were in kindergarten, they put you in front of an Earth ball.
No, when I was in college and I was required to take science, because I went to
many years.
Yeah.
So give me one. Give me one proof that the Earth is a ball.
Are well acquainted.
Think about it. Give me one proof. There's actually.
What about that Red Bull guy who went up in the thing?
Perfect.
The Red Bull
Good
guy
answer.
Who went up
Good
in the
answer.
Thing and he was like looking out and
Good
he was
answer.
Like about to Red Bull the shit out of this.
Yeah, yeah.
And he
jumped out and
he
saw the curve.
He said, welcome
it,
to the world.
And he saw the Earth and it was
right.
a ball and he Red
Would
Bulled.
You like the answer to that?
Yeah, he Red
so,
Bulled.
So there's two things. One, that when he opened up the door to the capsule, you could see the horizon of the Earth and it was flat and level with eye level. Hold on. And then when he went outside, they had a GoPro fisheye lens camera that exaggerated the curve of the Earth. If that was the actual curve of the Earth, it would be about 5,000 miles around. And it's not. And then if you put a GoPro correcting lens on it, the Earth is flat. The horizon rises to eye level.
I think we should all pull off.
Hold on, your mic is off.
I can't
he
hear
just
you.
Made you.
I don't understand.
That was a drop the mic moment for you, wasn't
is
it, Dave? You're just looking like
No, no. Every single question that you guys can ask, I've heard before.
Let me ask you something.
Please, wait, late.
How do you explain, redshifts, okay?
Red and blue shifts?
They can calculate how fast an object is either spinning away or spinning close to us. And in fact, they used to only be able to calculate up to 7. And that also is the distance back in time, right? Because space and time are one thing.
Well, Well, that's
they
what
they do it all the time. Now they have like bigger numbers.
So
now
you have no, you have absolutely no proof of that. Science can't even.
Yeah, you're lying.
So hold on,
shut
no,
your lying mouth.
But hang on, the sun and moon.
A Jew is speaking.
The
you
sun
sound
and
like
moon.
An asshole.
The sun and moon are very close to the Earth. They're not 97 million miles away. And you can prove it. There's 100 ways to prove it. You know, we're told
then
that.
Then why haven't we gotten
so let me ask you a question.
Space exploration.
So hold on. You guys went to school.
So close.
You guys went to school. This is going to take a couple of minutes. Listen to this. We're told in the Northern Hemisphere that the reason we have summer is why?
Because God.
Because it's hot.
Because we're tilted towards the sun and the sun, the angle of the sun.
And you know what? The tilt is changing now because of global warming. How do you explain that?
That's so not true at all.
Oh, don't bring up something else that talk about.
Guys, wait. Listen. Before we get into all these like little fucking redshifts and math formulas, this is the bottom line, dude. This is where I just can't go with you. I have for your thing. Let's say you're right about all those formulas. I have to believe in this massive conspiracy that NASA is in on it.
NASA is the only reason NASA exists is to make us believe that we live on a spinning ball.
So that's the part that's like where it's fantastic.
Hard. Okay,
why
look
the space guy? Look, the SpaceX guy. He seems to be pretty straight up.
He's totally in on it. Have you ever seen the math around conspiracies?
I
want
to ask you a question.
Like, there was actually like an entity that established how long a conspiracy can last based on how many people are involved.
It's coming to an
end. And the more people are involved...
It's coming to an end.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
It's really not.
Do you know how many times Obama has mentioned the flat Earth in the last year?
Seven.
Four times.
I really don't pay attention to this because this is something that was put to bed in like 1500.
Well, that's what you were told. But
no, that's not what I was told. That's what math and science said.
Do you have, where are the records of what happened in 1500?
Where are the records?
Why?
I don't know. It was
why
written,
the conspiracy?
Written down.
I'll tell you why.
It was written down.
Why the conspiracy?
It's all about control. If we knew that we lived on a flat Earth and that we were free... powerful spiritual beings, which we are, they would not be able to control us. But since we believe that we live on a small little speck of dust and we're insignificant, we believe that there is nothing else and we live
most
in a prison.
People, okay,
I don't
first
understand
of all,
that jump, Dave. I don't understand that jump.
Talk to a millennial and tell me if you think that they think that they're insignificant.
They
no person under the age of 35 thinks they're
Twitter
anything
followers
less
I'm the
than
shit.
The most fucking important person
you
that's
lost me
ever
to talk
lived.
To a millennial.
Yeah. All of your questions can be answered on Deep Inside the Rabbit Hole on the Flat Earth FAQ page and the Flat Earth information
I've been
page.
Push
product.
Years,
don't
I'm
good
big
at push product.
You
like
I'm
rich
a boy.
Voice.
I don't think I'm insignificant. I'm big and this. I'm a boy.
You're not big or a boy. I mean, I did deep throat
I don't
that pussy.
I don't understand the jump. I don't understand the jump of why the Earth being flat or round makes us insignificant. I don't understand it.
That's
or why that
you.
Difference would make us like. Suddenly have an awakening.
No, I think he's right because you don't want to see flat Earth charade. What an ass. Round Earth? I'm chill. I'm down. Flat Earth charade? Shit.
That is a question I have.
He said shit.
Is what's the. Wait, hold on. What's
the
big.
The wire.
Wait, hold on. What's the big difference? Like. I don't get that either. Like,
I don't
okay,
get the jump.
I find out the Earth is flat, and I'm like, that
now I'm
turns
dope.
All,
I'm already dope.
That turns it all around for us.
It like, would though. It would.
Why?
Because you would be like, oh my god, everything I've ever known is not real.
Right.
And who's
and
lying
what?
To me?
And
who
it affects
all
every single person on the plane.
That's not true.
I'm
there's
not
things that we learn
him,
all the time, and we
clear.
Become
I,
as
I
we
have
learn
a really
things.
Question. If the Earth is flat, where do you go to jump off?
There is no there. There's no.
There's
edge.
No end to it.
The bridge.
So it's round.
So would you like an answer? Or
yes,
would you like
tell
to
me.
Just ask another question while I'm trying to answer?
No, I just think.
Feel the burn.
Are you Milo? Are you Milo Milo?
If you'd like to know what the flat Earth,
tell me where I can jump off.
That's a good question.
Just go fucking jump out the window. Hey, you can. The Earth is a flat plane. Is it endless? I don't know. Does it go on way past where we're allowed to go? It does. So,
what do you mean allowed to
so
know?
The sun orbits around the center, the magnetic center, and it's melted out a puddle, we'll call it, and then everything, that shoreline, is Antarctica. So every way away from the center is south, and it continues on. Perhaps 10,000 miles, 100,000 miles past that, there's another thermal pocket with another capacitor. That's
so
melting up. Melting
why
another.
Why can I fly to Asia?
Okay,
because
so when you
the
fly
turtles
to,
holding the
so,
Earth up won't
so,
let you.
So here, that's a great question. Yeah. You're on a ball, right?
And you talk about yourself. Your
wait, we're on the
going
flat
to,
ball.
His
no,
sister just
a,
went to.
So if you're on a rounder,
Johannesburg.
My sister just came back from
Johannesburg
the
right,
other day.
Right.
So if you're on the we're on the top of the ball. Did she fly like this and get out where she's standing like that, and I'm standing like this, or did she just fly like that? And go down. Fly on an airplane over the flat plane of the Earth. The Earth is flat. Water is not curved. You ever see curved water? There's there's a lake 300 miles long in Siberia.
When I pee,
there's a lake 300 miles long in Siberia.
We literally all have seen curved water. Literally everyone in this room, except not you.
The surface of the water is flat.
When you stir water, it's curved.
All right, so. On a ball earth.
That's a good point. That's a really good point.
Wait, let him finish. Let him finish.
On a ball earth, on a curved earth, you cannot see buildings that are 50, 60 miles away. They'd be 1,000 feet below the curve of the earth, 2,000 feet below, but we can see them on clear days. From Hawaii, you can see one of the other islands.
You can see Los Angeles from Hawaii?
No, you can't. It's too far.
I can see
too
Russia.
Much atmospheric blockage.
With a really strong telescope?
You can only see as far as the atmosphere will let you see. There's too much blockage. Okay. You can only see a certain distance. So under the right conditions, you could see islands that are 100 miles away. 100 miles away is 6,000 feet below the curve, but there is no curve. You can see it.
Doesn't light bend, though, the presence of gravity?
So now gravity is bending light. So now we can get into gravity if you want. Gravity is the biggest lie of all.
It was also a great John Mayer song.
Let's all fly away.
So let's talk about gravity just for a second. The Earth is held by the magic of the gravity of the sun.
So you're saying there's magic.
So the sun, on the ball Earth, there's magic. Okay, absolutely.
Okay,
absolutely.
Just to be clear.
So the magic, all powerful gravity. You think about this. The all powerful gravity of the sun. No, because I could see that you're thinking, unlike the other people. Yeah, I appreciate that. So the
I'm waiting to slip a joke in.
Hear it out. You got the sun's gravity is holding the Earth, and it's holding it perfectly, spinning. You know, the Earth is going 600,000 miles an hour, or whatever. It's fucking crazy speed. It's spinning at 1,000 miles an hour, and the sun's gravity is holding it.
Say that again.
So the Earth is spinning at 1,000 miles an hour.
The flat Earth
spins at about 1,000 miles an hour at the equator.
Like a turntable.
Yeah, it's spinning like a basketball spinning.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like a ball. Say a basketball.
Like a frisbee.
I'm talking about the ball Earth, all right?
Okay.
The story that we're told is the Earth is spinning 1,000 miles an hour. It's traveling around the sun at 66,000 miles per hour. The sun is traveling at 660,000 miles an hour. A lot of sixes in there, but we won't even go there. So you believe that, but then think about this. The Earth is held by the powerful gravity of the sun, but then the moon is close enough to the Earth that the Earth's gravity can hold on to the moon, and the sun's gravity doesn't affect the moon because when it comes around, it doesn't go faster towards the sun and slow away. The sun's gravity has zero effect on the moon. It's all bullshit.
What? Right. No, that's wrong.
The sun sings a lullaby to the moon.
The whole story of gravity is ridiculous.
No, I like
Wait,
that.
What happens when a spaceship gets
that.
A hole in it? If a spaceship gets
everyone
a hole in it.
Everyone on it dies.
Right, because all of the air gets sucked out into the power of the vacuum. How does the, this is for you, how does the Earth, how come the, there's no shield from between the atmosphere and the gravity of space? What holds the air to the Earth?
What holds
why doesn't it get sucked into space?
I don't know. That's a good question. As a person that's not an atmospheric scientist, it's not gravity. It's like the
it's what?
Yeah, see, it's like the atmosphere. We have an atmosphere.
So the atmosphere is a high pressure system, and then the low pressure system, zero pressure in the vacuum of space. How come it doesn't just suck all the air out?
I don't know. That's a good question. I think that there's probably some scientists that have looked into this.
I'll tell you what they say. They say gravity is holding the air down. Okay, the magic of gravity.
Those pieces of shit.
So the last thing, and then I'll end this. Imagine getting a 64-ounce bottle of soda or whatever, just an empty bottle. Grape soda, of course. And you suck half the air out of
red.
It.
Red. I want red.
So you suck half the air out of it. Listen, you suck half the air out of it, you put the top back on. You have a lesser vacuum than the vacuum of space. Lesser vacuum, less powerful. You poke a hole in the bottom of it, it's going to suck the air right up into it. Even if you did it in water, it's going to suck the water up. How come gravity doesn't hold it down?
Because there's a difference in pressure.
Yeah, there's a difference in pressure.
Because
there's zero pressure in space.
Because it's not a big enough body to hold it.
Do you hear the ridiculous stretching argument?
You're the one talking about a flat fucking Earth.
Yeah,
you're the one that's ridiculous.
But here's the thing. You never looked into it.
Don't be rude. Show respect, Aaron, to our guests.
It's all right. And I don't fault you for this because you've been programmed your whole life.
Break it down.
Here's Dave.
Go ahead.
I asked the question. I don't understand why, knowing that the Earth is flat or not, why does that make us? I'm already the shit. I don't understand why that would know why me knowing that would change anything.
Well, here's the thing for me. I thought I evolved from from evolution, and that we're insignificant, and that there is no intelligent creation, that everything is just random. And now I don't. Now I know that there's an intelligent creator. Am I Bible thumping Christian? Absolutely not.
How did you get from that? That's
the big jump, Dave.
Yeah,
and you're not giving the pieces to make that jump.
Well, the jump is when you understand how the flat Earth works. You know that it is not a random coalition because of the magic of gravity.
God's got it.
That something intelligently designed it.
That doesn't say it. That is a big jump, Dave. You can't go. The world is flat. That's why there's a God.
Is the sun also flat? Is the sun flat? Is the moon flat?
That's a great question.
Why is the Earth the only flat thing?
Which question would you like me to answer?
I would like the overarching question is why is the Earth the only flat?
Listen, first of all, going over all these like science things, it's a big waste of time. What I want to know is what I want to know is why, because Dante's onto this, is why would that change anything? Two, just to believe your thing, I'm not even qualified to argue any of the shit you're talking about.
Yeah, you are. You're qualified to observe your own senses. You have your senses.
Okay,
you feel like
don't
you're...
Don't say that, because your senses always fail you.
Listen to what I'm saying.
We don't. We can't go by your senses to understand how things work
but
all the time.
That's here nor there.
Play
for,
nice,
for me
boys.
To believe your thing, I've got to believe that all these people are working together.
Not that many people.
way too many for it to be plausible to me.
How many
and
black people?
And that's just the
no black people.
No black people under this.
No way.
But fuck your conspiracy, motherfucker.
Dave, that's the crazy part is I got to believe Neil deGrasse Tyson is up to something.
Yeah, he is. He's an actor. He's not even a scientist.
What's that?
But Dave, why isn't that?
Now you want to question a man's college education?
Go look him up at IMDb.
No, it's not science.
Okay.
But here's my question.
Yeah.
Why is it that, let's say we refuse to acknowledge the truth and only you know the truth?
It's not
room.
Only me. There's so many people.
But no.
There's millions of people waking up to the flat
in
Earth.
In this conversation right
but
now,
none of them
we're
black,
deniers.
Huh?
A couple.
Why is it that we lead such similar lives? Why aren't you... like capitalizing on this knowledge that you have that most people don't have.
I am actually spending lots of effort, time, and money to help wake people up to this consciousness, because once people wake up to the flat Earth...
But that doesn't answer the question.
Well, no, I'm going to answer the question because I'm not capitalizing on it, because guess what? Because I now know that there's a creator, I'm actually a little more kinder person. I'm a little more generous. Not that I wasn't before.
Oh, we get to meet that dude.
Finish. Give us that weed shit.
Who drugged you guys that dude. Before?
Finish the thought.
Yeah. You did.
Once we wake up to the flat... Stop. Once we get up to the flat Earth, what's going to happen? That's what I want to hear.
So when people wake up to the deception, it's like going to a magician. If you know how the tricks are done, it doesn't work on you anymore. If you understand the deception, you no longer feed your energy to the archons that are running this place. You know, they feed on our fear. They want to keep us in a low vibration of fear and giving up our power. But once you realize the deception, once you realize that all of these false flags, you know, 9/11, Sandy Hook, Boston, the Brussels bombing, all of that was bullshit, and then you understand that the Earth is flat and we lied about who we are and where we live, you are disconnected from the system. And once enough people disconnect, they have no power over us and everything changes.
Who's they again?
White people.
The archons, you said.
Well, I called them
the
archons. That's I call them archons, and archons are just a term for energy sucking people. Maybe they're not people. I don't even want to go there.
Emily, what you got a question?
I have a question.
Sure.
So when you woke up to this, when you had this realization, did you feel better?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I suffer from depression.
Yeah,
so if I were to wake up,
oh my God, this is the greatest.
Like,
there's so many people in the flat Earth movement, if it is a movement, that are aware of flat Earth, that have changed. It's like you're Neo. Something's wrong. You know, from the Matrix.
Something's wrong.
You don't get it, and your programming is hidden it from you. But once you wake up to it, you go through a like, holy shit, I've been lied to my whole life. Some people, you're already depressed, so you're going to jump right out of it.
I guess it's the most exciting thing I've ever discovered
in my entire life. 6 months, people were telling me about the flat Earth, and I wouldn't even fathom looking at a single thing they sent me. I even banned them from our Facebook page, and then all of a sudden, somebody made me look. And I literally, 23 hours a day for 2 weeks, was researching, and I came out trying to debunk it. I came
like
out the other end.
A lot of people are working hard to get some flat Earth pussy.
I could.
How's the flat Earth pussy?
Like,
she got a couple
girls.
The flat
Their earth is flat, and now there's all these dudes who
How is the flat earth pussy?
It's good. It's good. My, my girlfriend's a flat earther.
Ah, see? I knew pussy's behind it.
This is what I don't understand.
Good point, Karen.
Two things you said, Dave, that have, I don't understand why knowing this gives you this newfound power, and I don't understand why knowing there's a creator changes your ethical outlook so that you're a better person.
So if you're at a red light and you can easily slip through it, and there's no traffic camera, are you gonna go through it?
No.
Probably. You might.
No.
You might. You're less likely. You're less likely to go.
Hang on.
It's people when they when bad people.
You're a shitty person.
That's why you go through.
That's a bad guy thing.
I agree. I'm telling you. I'm actually always been a good, generous person. But you take just another step. People that that feel independent, like they're out alone, they're on their own. All of a sudden, they realize, you know what? This is an intelligently designed place. I did choose to be here at this time. There is a creator, it changes, it rewires your brain.
It does
completely rewires it.
Here's the thing with that. Your ethics, you decide. What empowers me is the fact that I choose to be ethical.
Right.
Just because I smack somebody in the face, I don't smack him in the face.
If you don't believe in ethics without God, then what's keeping any man in this room from raping me
right
now?
Not very much.
Get over yourself, Aaron.
What's keeping me
from raping
you?
Will you get over yourself?
Aaron, don't give us ideas.
Here's the problem. As a race,
you can't rape the willing.
We are a trusting race. We trust authority. We trust authority, and we believe what people tell us.
I don't trust authority.
You've gotten to that point. Now that you realize that they're lying to you, you know, like if there's another school shooting, and another fake one, it's not going to affect me like it affects the other people. They want to keep us scared.
I work with a woman who covered Sandy Hook, and it was very real to her.
It was really.
She talked to those families. She talked to the people who lost little kids.
Well, nobody lost
really...
any kids. Nobody died at Sandy Hook.
Really?
Right? Oh, yeah, that's the whole thing. Listen,
Aaron,
you are
so
0
hang
and
on,
20 right
hang
now.
On, hang on. Do not believe me at all. Go to deepinsidetherabbithole.com. Watch the documentaries there. Watch the short videos there, whatever you can
That's
handle.
That's not going to make anybody believe it anymore.
No.
By watching a video.
No, he's right. I went to Sandy Hook. It turns out the school was just a bouncy house. All the kids were playing.
Watch the videos. What's it called?
So people could look it up.
Just go to deepinsidetherabbithole.com. Go to the Sandy Hook page. There's a new video on there of the chief counsel from Connecticut lying under oath in a FOIA hearing just last week about what happened at Sandy Hook.
I love that you have a Sandy Hook page on your phone.
I actually have two pages. You know what? I would never do this if I wasn't 1,000 times sure. Hey, if you want to just keep up on 9/11, Sandy Hook, and Boston, I have a Facebook page called Exposing the Big Three. Those are the big three that I thought would wake people up.
Can you add one porn to your fucking site just to ease it up? Add one.
I want to see.
Wait, that wasn't a porn?
Something with pinky in it.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So, Dave, because this is where I relate to you as someone who also is a wonderful man.
But you don't run through red lights.
I don't drive. That's how
bad. Murphy's Law, motherfucker.
Because I went from really believing to not believing. And so that's why I'm fascinated when you get like the creator. Because I remember that feeling of the creator directly cares about me and is thinking about my prayers and shit.
I don't think of it that way. I think that we're in an intelligently designed place, and we have free.
Oh, God,
he
got him!
God got him! Killed him!
I think it was Cthulhu. Cthulhu was like, no more of this. Uses his invisible tentacles.
You about to go to flat hell, motherfucker?
It's because I listened to YouTube videos at double speed that I try to speak too fast.
No, I'm fascinated. Listen, I'm fat because I got out of that shit like the guy that cut his arm off.
He talks remember fast that, like the guy from the Heineke commercials.
The Matchbox dude.
Remember the guy that...
Micro Machines guy.
Remember the guy that cut his arm off, the 27 hours guy?
Yes.
So that's how I got out of that shit, by hacking my arm off.
127.
Yeah, so I always like talking to people who willingly stuck their arm in the rock.
Right.
So I don't don't say that the creator has any control over me. I have complete and total free will to do as I wish.
Why did he make you?
Masturbation.
Why did he make me?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a great question. Maybe you can answer that. I have
no idea. I have no idea.
I have no idea either.
You're the guy with the answers.
I don't have the answers to everything. I'm just telling you, I use my senses to observe.
You don't believe in Darwinism at all.
You know what? I used to laugh at creationism, but I believe that, you know, there is macro evolution, like women with long fingers, men like them longer because they get better hand jobs.
Their finger that prostate.
They'll have more babies.
Give
you
me
know?
A dirty Kanye.
You don't get babies from giving hand jobs. That's the opposite of having
babies. What? Yeah.
Wait,
if you had babies from having hand jobs, I'd have so many kids.
I'm trying to make a joke.
Yeah, I'm the HJ queen in this room.
Nice to know.
Damn. That's good to know.
So macroevolution is, you know, people selecting to go out to mate with certain types of people.
Yeah.
Do you think we came from monkeys? That we all of a sudden monkeys stood up and became humans?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Whoa. That's a complete.
I don't think we came from shit. I think we're monkeys now.
Yeah.
Why do you have hair on your back? Or do you have hair on your back?
I don't have any hair on my back.
Okay, I do. Why do I have that?
Because you're an animal.
What was God's plan? No, right. What was God's plan to put hair on my back if that's not leftover animal?
To give your boyfriend something to hold on to.
Well, we haven't
touched that hair in years.
We have a completely different bone structure than monkeys.
You know it.
You know, the strength of your bone and the strength of the density of your muscles.
The strength of my bone.
Have you seen a monkey's muscles?
So you believe you came from monkeys?
They're
way stronger.
So we devolved.
Is a bit of a misnomer for number one.
We didn't devolve.
It's called sharing a common ancestor with monkeys, but it's not coming from monkeys.
It's actually not even monkeys. It's bonobo monkeys is our closest.
Bonobo, yeah, because they have that good bonobo monkey pussy.
I don't know. It's sort of like saying if I came from my grandma, then why isn't my grandma still alive? It's like, well, you came from... I mean, you like are led... Like, things get passed down through generations. And like...
But we don't change species.
Sure, but people selectively breed over tens of thousands of years to create new species and
tendencies. It's called microevolution.
But when you look at the difference between a chihuahua and everything came from a wolf... And you look at the difference between a Great Dane and a Chihuahua, that is hyper-Darwinism breeding, inbreeding, and Darwinism. And they look totally different.
Yeah.
The thing is, doggy style.
The problem is, for evolution to be real, we have to be here for billions of years, and we haven't been. You know,
I don't think that's true. But look, if you see how people act, this is why I'm like, obviously we are a kind of monkey. People act like fucking monkeys. Yeah. And your thing is, no, it's not that we came from animals. It's that there's a cabal inhibiting our spirituality and making us act like that seems more complicated and less simple than the very obvious that we're a kind of animal like every other fucking animal. And we do animal shit.
You know, the whole evolution thing, I really don't even get into it that much. You know, that's my belief. I don't use it as the proof for the flat earth. There's too much other proof.
When did you get into the Gaddafi thing? Because I've started seeing that pop up here and there on the internet. That become a conspiracy thing?
What's recently? I mean, I've had it on my website since the beginning. So that's been
But I just now started years. Seeing it when I go on thing. You know, like that was never a thing that they were talking about. But now I see it coming
up. The Great Man-Made River is about 10 million views in a month.
How many of those views were you?
they only count your view once. A lot of people have been talking about it on a lot of mainstream shows, that people are seeing it and they're finally coming out and saying stuff about Gaddafi. So, you know, it's the little things that you do, and more people are now talking about it. So it's hit that critical mass like Hush Puppies did back in the day.
What makes the source reliable for you? Because... all the ones are going to say the opposite of Gaddafi.
I don't
believe
anything unless you can see proof. There's two-dimensional proof. Like, all of the proof of Sandy Hook is two-dimensional.
What does that mean?
Have you been to Libya? Have you seen the water?
It means videos. It means
a curve.
It means...
Oh, you're just ignoring my question.
I'm in the middle of a question. It means
I feel like he really hasn't truly gotten to talk, so you should be quiet, Aaron.
That's true.
You guys are asking me questions. Yeah. I'm trying to answer them one at a time.
Fucking talk.
Yes. Two-dimensional is just stories that have no physical proof.
Like a flat Earth? Two dimensions?
No. There's plenty of solid... three-dimensional proof on the flat earth that you can feel, see, measure, and sense.
Okay, now, Dave, what got you all into conspiracies like this?
9/11.
Like JonBenet Ramsey? 9/11. What were you doing back then?
9/11.
She's not
9/11
dead.
Did it.
Are there any school shootings that are real that happened? Or no?
All the black schools is real.
Not that I know of. Not the ones that I'm sure there are.
And a bag of weed.
But the Dunblane shooting is fake. The Sandy Hook is fake.
But there's
what about the kid I shot at that school? They can't charge me. You saying it's fake? What's that? I shot a kid at a high school a couple weeks back.
I don't believe
you
that.
I said
no school shootings by white people.
I knew that. You ain't say white people. I said it, but I heard it in your
head. It's just implied when you say no school shootings. Of course, it's been black people.
Is there
people.
Any terrorist attack that's ever a real attack?
Like,
or?
Can you name one?
Yes.
I mean, all the ones I think happened.
All the ones that are real happened.
Timothy McVeigh, is that real?
No.
How about your attack on this episode?
That is
real. Unabomber, was that a real?
With that Unabomber, from what I've seen, I haven't deeply looked into it. It seems completely fake.
What about the stabbings in Israel that are happening right now? That's
probably
terrifying.
True. I don't know, but I'm not there, and I don't have any information on it, so I can't answer
Libya,
that.
Then? Are you in Libya? Have you seen the underwater river?
No, I haven't.
So you're.
I've seen a lot of a preponderance of evidence.
Speculation is what we've been hearing.
A preponderance of evidence.
Reliable versus.
Well, that's a great question. That's a great thing, because it's been reported on. There's pictures. There's
the other aerial pictures. Has been reported on. Man, like the roundness of the Earth has been reported on.
Thank you. Pictures I brought up earlier. Thank you.
Yes. Those are paintings. Paintings.
They're not painted. Do you know what paint is?
There's paintings.
Paint is paint.
How come there's no image? There's no video of the Earth rotating from space?
How come there's no video of this fucking water thing.
So let me ask a question. There is video, actually.
There's
actually
no video
on the website.
Of my birth, but wow. I am alive and I'm sitting
here. Let me ask you this.
Being embarrassed right
Apollo
now.
10 was on the moon, and the last thing they said is they're leaving the moon now. This is the last time they're going to see the Earth rise. Remember the story about the Earth rise? If the moon doesn't rotate, and you're on the moon, how does the Earth rise?
Are you going to base this on a Hollywood script?
Say that again.
So the astronauts talk about how they saw the Earth rise, just like we see the moon rise. Comes up from behind the horizon. And they said they've seen many of them. And when they left, they're like, wow, the Earth is rising again. This is the last time we're going to see it. If you're on the moon and you're looking down at the Earth and the moon's face does not rotate, which we're told that it doesn't, and it doesn't appear to, how does the Earth rise?
Maybe the Earth rising is the sun passing over the face of the Earth.
No, they have pictures.
Did they describe it in depth? Where they're like, we're going to see the Earth rise, and by Earth rise, I mean exactly.
No,
like
they
how
showed
the sun
pictures.
Rises.
They showed pictures of the Earth rise. But how does the Earth rise when you're on the moon? On the moon, the Earth would be directly over your head.
Wait, I know how it rises. Like Maya Angelou said,
I rise.
Are you calling Buzz Lightyear a liar?
All of them are Freemason liars. Nobody's been in the space.
Oh, Freemason!
What is the Freemason? And
now,
by the way,
watch your mouth now.
What is the Freemason?
Watch your mouth about the Masons. I got a lot of family involved in that.
You do?
The 33rd degree.
You just heard that?
Freemasons are in this secret society that
it's not
they
secret.
Help.
They meet every. They stop it.
Yeah, they are the controllers of the information and the secrets of the Earth.
It's a secret society?
About,
then why do we know about it?
What do you know about it? What do you know about it?
I know they have great
dinners
in Jersey.
Okay, can I ask a question?
Please.
Great dinners.
And
I'm
asking this not to hear myself talk. I really do want to hear your answer.
Okay.
What would happen?
Boo.
If we all pooled our money.
Yeah.
Not us, but rich people. And that we flew you into outer space.
I would believe it.
And you saw that
in
the world was round.
I would check myself into insane asylum, but it won't happen because
what if you
space
have to go
doesn't
up
exist,
land?
As we're told.
What if you have to go up with Lance Bass?
Did you say space
doesn't? Space doesn't exist as we've been told. As we've been told.
But what about that movie Gravity?
Yeah. What about the movie Gravity? Check it out. It's more realistic than the footage of the space station. Go on my YouTube page, which is DITRH, stands for Deep Inside the Rabbit Hole, and then check out the playlist called NASA Hoax. Just watch some of those videos, and then you'll be like, holy shit. You know what? It's easy to fool somebody it's difficult to convince them they've been fooled because nobody likes that.
But
so
why are they fooling us?
Why? Because they want to keep us thinking that we're insignificant specks of dust floating in space.
But a lot of people don't think that. A lot of people believe
Sharad,
in religion.
Jesus.
A lot of people think
Christ.
That they are yes. part of the part of
look
God.
At all the look division. If everyone knew that we lived on a flat Earth, if everyone on the plane knew that we lived on a flat Earth, then there would be an entirely different atmosphere.
You think?
I believe so, but that's my opinion.
There would literally be a different atmosphere.
I don't understand that jump.
Yeah,
that
that's
mean, I men do not treat women differently if they're flat or not. and I don't know if men would treat the Earth differently.
It depends on if they have a
flat Aaron. Those tits are alive.
If they have
a lady lump.
Aaron is a plane.
If you look, you know, if you want to go there, you know, all these women that are getting boob jobs, it's fake. The big round boobs are fake.
Do you call it a planet?
All boobs
it's a
planet.
You know, it's a planete is what planet comes from. Planete, which is flat plane. Rich Wars.
Hey, this is Joe List, and that's
Mark Norman here.
From Tuesdays with Stories, check out our podcast. Tell them why, Mark.
You're going to love it. It's nothing but laughs, jokes, stories from the road, vagina, and that guy.
Yeah, you're getting laid. We're being silly. Check it out. Find new and archived episodes of Tuesdays with Stories on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and TuneIn.
Well, can I, we're going to just,
comes from ball.
We'll come back in a second, but Sharad, I want to get it to our bit.
Right.
Because the fucking clock's ticking. And Sharad had this great idea that I was really into a few episodes ago, where we were going to say our biggest, like, the black people that embarrass you to be black, and I was going to say my white embarrassments.
Right.
But it doesn't just have to be me and him. We could go around and see who is it, what is it that embarrasses you?
Stop looking at me like you don't know I'm black.
I don't, and I still don't believe it. I for this,
why don't you think Dante's black?
I thought he was some kind of
he
Puerto Rican
he's
this
flat.
Whole time.
Oh,
some
my God.
Kind of flat.
I think he's whatever Vin Diesel is.
Yeah. Like Puerto Ricans are just niggas who can swim.
Bilingual niggas.
So
bilingual,
I got mine, but I was going to let the other people get on. I don't know who wants to start it off, but this game is who makes you embarrassed to be white. Who's your? Do you understand? It doesn't have to be a specific person. It could just be a type of person, right? But what is it of your race? Like we are like, oh, my race is embarrassing me right now. Okay, so we'll do it like
I'll go first, man.
All right. You know what? Because I'm curious what yours are.
I'm gonna go with because of recent Cat Williams. It was embarrassing that he couldn't knock that little kid out with one punch. I mean, eat something,
man.
You son of a bitch.
He's not a big man.
Where's your security, too? You should have grown men who work for you who beat up kids for you.
I think he wants to do it.
Little kids. Huh?
So that you're nominating. Are we going to just do one, or do you want
to? I'll nominate him. Let's go. We'll go one.
He's your embarrassment? Because we can keep going around.
Yes, he's my embarrassment. That's the one I'm going to choose.
All right. Does anybody want to go next? Or
sure.
I'll
go the Kardashians.
I don't consider them white, but
are
that's
they?
Fair...
I don't even know.
They're like Mediterranean.
They're it's horrifying. Something.
They're kind of eyebrow people. I guess I shouldn't say they're not white because that's going to indict me of not being white if I'm going by
eyebrows.
Yeah,
you definitely white.
I shouldn't be throwing stones at eyebrows. That's a fact. Mine's like a general. This is a general thing, okay?
Okay.
As a type, because I keep seeing this fucking argument. But the people when they argue the Civil War is not about slavery.
Yeah. Yes. Okay.
Okay. Whoa. And. Number one, I mean, never mind. Even the evidence of it is like, just look up their mission statement, every single one of them, where it's almost hilarious the level of, just so you know, this is definitely about slavery. Like, they couldn't be more explicit, like, no, yeah, tariffs and shit, but slavery is why we're fighting. And the people that say that, because you hear the arguments like, slavery is about to end any minute. Before, you've heard that shit, right? Like they weren't even as if someone's going to give up their free labor willingly.
That's going to happen.
Kurt,
that's
happen. What, yeah. You know who? Mine is Lena Dunham.
Why?
Yeah.
Hasn't Lena been doing that?
Hey, watch out, because Judd Apatow is a fan of the show.
Well, no, I mean,
what does he have to do with Lena Dunham?
I think he's fine.
He put her on.
I think that she and the role, like for better or for worse, and not all of this was by her design. But I think that she's kind of occupied this space in society that's maybe destructive. She kind of glorifies this arrested form of adulthood that I don't think is good for people to embrace in mass.
Arrested
she's almost 30 years old. She's almost 30.
That's true.
And like, She really glorifies this vision of like non-adulthood that I think is bad for people to embrace.
Fair enough. I don't like how she glorifies giving yourself a shitty short haircut for no other reason. It'd be like, no, I look like shit because it's my choice. Because she looks great with long hair, by the way. And it's like, there's no reason to get that fucking haircut other than like, I'll show you. Oh, you want to find something attractive about me?
I just hate Instagram clapback culture to me. Is so boring. Like, if somebody says some shitty thing to you, who fucking cares? Like, they don't matter. Just ignore them and move on.
To her credit, though, Lena Dunham, I gotta say, I've never heard her go, I was bullied. I've never heard her do it. And also, she made that show. I mean, she's a rich kid and all this shit and probably had some shit.
I think she's a good director, but I think that, like, there are certain aspects of her public presence.
I know what you're talking about.
And I'm just like, oh, why do you have to do that? You're so good at some things and you're so bad at these other things.
Well, I'm more mad, speaking of what you're talking about, I'm more irritated at the people fawning over her. Like, when Rolling Stone had their list of the 50 funniest people.
Yes.
And she was seventh. Of humans on the planet.
Really? Yes.
She's the seventh funniest. That's your fucking... So it's not even a thing against her so much. It's like the fawning...
Yeah, I mean, the New York Times is constantly like, oh, what is my niece like? Because, like, everyone that writes and works, oh, my sassy urban niece would like this. And, like,
I like the way your voice quivered when you said that.
Yeah. That's my New York Times
impression. I used to be way more just irritated at her than it's like not so, like so many other things. It's like I hate someone's fans and it's not them that I'm against.
Yeah.
And that's what it's like. All these other like 20 something, because she actually did make the show and make this shit.
That is a very mature point.
Oh, thank you.
But my point being,
it's because I realized the earth was flat.
Right. That's
turn me around.
Damn it.
Look at us getting along.
Did I step on your thing?
Damn it.
Dude, Shelby has texted me, you're right. I was thinking of Gavin when he goes, oh, you know, Civil War wasn't slavery. You know, Slavic comes from the word slaves because white people were the real slaves.
No, but that's...
And by the way, that's not what Slav means. That old canard of, Slav canard. Means slaves. That's not true. Slav means like the brave ones or something.
Yeah.
That's some bullshit somebody white made up to be like, we don't have to feel bad about slavery.
Slav is stuff for coleslaw.
And by the way, you don't have to feel
bad. Right, it's from coleslaw.
Yeah.
Coleslavs, is that what you're calling
it? Coleslavs. It got changed when it got over here.
Yeah, guess what? You don't have to feel, I don't feel shit about slavery. Never mind. Let's just say slavery is a mulligan and shit happens. We'll put that aside. What about all the shit after slavery? All the Jim Crow shit. Okay, you want to fucking say slavery
was rights.
Rosewood, motherfucker.
Mass incarceration. Yeah. Mass incarceration.
Well, mass incarceration. I mean, it's easy to say now that was
disco.
Bad. But at the time, it was fucking... Sorry. It was bad enough that Predator had to come down and start hunting L.A. If you remember Predator 2. But to me, that's a goddamn embarrassment. That need,
Danny Glover was
the It's man. The need to defend the South... Because this is what they always do. Well, the North was racist, too. Yeah, no one said they weren't, dumb.
Yeah.
But it's like, no, just stop trying to demonize.
Yeah, but when they were like, let's not
but what
do
is,
the slavery thing, they were like, let's give it a little.
But,
well, that's right. It's sort of like if you're a kid and your mom doesn't pick you up from soccer practice, and you're like, Mom, you didn't pick me up from soccer practice. I had to walk 6 miles home. And your mom was like, yeah, well, some other parent also didn't do it.
Right. Aaron,
like,
what did your mom do to you with soccer practice?
I didn't play soccer. But you know what I mean?
Not it's with just, them titties.
Right.
She has great soccer tits.
No, those
are good. Great soccer tits.
I think it'd be very painful running around playing soccer in them tits.
No, they'd be
them
great.
Them tits.
You're gonna play soccer in those tits? I don't think so.
Well, my parents said
take
them
off
tits.
Your school tits.
I can't. I'm not allowed to wear my church tits, huh?
These are my club tits.
Put on.
I had to wear my doctor tits to get a mammogram.
I hate Chitlin' Circuit Comics.
Oh, that's a
mammograms
good one.
Are
oh,
bad. Just,
wait. Oh, you said it. You said it.
I want to get into that, but just let me finish. This is the thing I'm embarrassed about specifically with that Civil War thing. That fucking childish need that if you say that slavery was the Civil War where you feel like you've lost something and your ancestors are being demonized, that's the same shit you're irritated with black people for. Tribalist nonsense.
Tribalist. And then
in the same fucking breath, that, and then that leads into the classic, well, the Irish were slaves, and nobody liked the Italians. Nobody liked the Italians. How were they able to pull themselves up?
Oliver Cromwell was hot on those Irish.
But you know how they were? You know how the Irish were able to pull themselves up? At least they weren't black. Nah. That's the bottom line.
Yep.
That's why, yes, of course, everybody hated the Irish.
Well, what are you talking about?
But it came to a point where they went, okay, we don't want to let you in, but at least you're not darkies.
The Home Act gave Eastern Europeans 50 acres of land and tools so that they could have land and tools to work the land.
Far and away, Cruise.
The Homestead, right? Exactly. And Homestead Act was where they gave, they also gave opportunity for whites, Eastern Europeans or immigrants to own homes. And then the VA loans, which at 90% were all white, blacks who even were soldiers weren't able to get the VA loans for homes. And if you don't have property, you can't accumulate
right.
wealth.
Yeah.
Well, that's dude.
Where's your conspiracy on that, Dave?
Don't get him started.
What about
on that? Yet.
That
that's dude. That's the evil shit to me. Is not forget about colonialism. Everybody did it. Slavery. Hey, everybody did it. The shit when we're supposedly. It's supposed to be over with. That
it's
shit
still going
can I,
down.
Can that I jump evil back? Is really so evil. And then the shit like with the Indians. I don't give a fuck about. I wouldn't
Emily.
Look. I wouldn't wave a wand and give the land back Cameron. To them. I wouldn't. Cameron. So right. I'm not going to pretend I give a shit about colonialism. But Jesus, in the 30s, when they, wait, guys, stop. When, in the 30s, when they start putting them in schools and like speak English, or I'm going to beat the shit out of you.
Sure,
that's the fucking evil shit to me.
The thing is, you have situations where you get people who, especially like. Millennials now who go, well, you shouldn't resist arrest, and this is why. But this is white dudes were never right about anything historically. You were wrong about the
Indians. We knew about the flat earth, as you can see.
Right? But that's even late. You weren't right about the Indians. You weren't right about the internment
camp. Wait, what do you mean not right about the Indians? What does
well,
that mean?
Well, I mean, the whole historically, they were on the wrong ethical side of the Indians. The genocide of Indians, it shouldn't have happened.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So
okay.
Now it's like, oh, it was horrible, so we give them casinos. You're wrong about the Japanese internment camps after Pearl Harbor. You're wrong about the Chinese and the railroads.
Even Mandela in the 90s, they made a terrorist.
Well,
he was on a terrorist
list. But we got a nice big country and a really nice railroad, so I'm not seeing how that's wrong. I really enjoy all those things.
And that's the other thing. When you get people who came here after, they'll go, I don't have anything to do with this.
Right.
But the point is, you're reaping the benefits of free labor.
Well,
that's
so
why
you
came. Of course.
Right.
But it wasn't free for us.
It wasn't free.
My family is free.
You
that's
mean
how
us
you know
in
I'm
the historical sense. But right now, we're
but
all
But I'm saying
getting
immigrants who came after slavery, they go, I don't have anything to do with it. But the reason why you came to this country was because the streets.
It was thriving because of the free
well,
labor.
I told
free
you,
labor.
Dude, when I said I'm for slavery reparations, when I said that
right,
shit,
right.
The way people got upset about it, as if Sherrod's going to come to their house personally and hold them upside down.
He would.
No shirt on, nigga.
Sherrod's going to do like
a boombox.
You're going to do like Vanilla Ice and hold them upside down until he signs his white money over. That's what they think it is. What I'm for is, I think Patrice used to say about no income tax for fucking.
No income tax.
Descendants
real
of slaves, because what that would do is you get to build up a wealthy class of people, which is a former, and then the black people that you hate that are like not getting their shit together, they won't benefit
because
they don't pay the fucking taxes.
Right.
So I'm for that. You know what I mean? But people are like, oh, what are you, white guilt? You got white guilt. That's why you're fucking conservative.
It's about fixing what can be fixed. That's what it's about.
You don't have to make it all, you're not going to make it all better, but just do this. And the only reason I even say do that amount is then all this bullshit you got to hear about cultural appropriation and all this other bitter nonsense.
Yeah.
You could have just made an apology and just a little bit of effort for reparations. And so, you could say, shut the fuck up. We did what we could.
You know what I think?
I went so hard about that.
You know what I think is a really interesting kind of point in this conversation that you don't really hear brought up very much. So like in New York, for example, it's really hard to get an apartment. Part of the reason is because in order to have an apartment, you have to have credit.
Right.
And in order to get credit, a lot of times, like white kids have their parents co-sign things for them. Sure. But black kids, it's only been like maybe one or two generations since it's been even possible for them to like acquire wealth.
And sometimes more than that.
Exactly.
Than that.
Or, so, yeah. Or like
the
or
Irish
less.
Did
or
it.
Less.
Why
it's
can't
like,
you be like the Irish?
Yeah. It's really, I've been thinking about this because I'm going to have to find an apartment in like July. And I was like, like, wow, it's really fucked. Imagine if like there was absolutely no way that your parents could help you. There is absolutely no way that
anybody
could
imagine that. Every black,
but it's every black. No, I mean that's how it is. That's how it is for that for me. Like I didn't come from money, but I think like most white kids in the media are like,
well, ask your dad.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Your dad'll sign.
Oh yeah,
exactly. But there's a like entire groups of people who don't have that option. And I actually think that like I was thinking about it in New York. I think it's a way to be like low key racist. What? Like landlords can still be like, oh, you have to have excellent credit. And it's like the likelihood, the likelihood that a young person who is black would have excellent credit.
1 year I had to pay my rent the whole year in advance. I paid it all in cash and told him to lick my dick and don't have a knock on my door.
Right, right. Wow. I mean, it's just, but I think it's like,
and I didn't
young people, not white people. I mean, it's cool that you were able to pay it in cash, but a lot of people
but who can't do that.
I understand that. I've been in many situations where I couldn't do that.
Yeah.
Well, but gotta let you know this, it felt good when you can.
Well, here's the other thing. Here's the other thing. If you get a if you have people and they don't have wealth and they can't afford lawyers, then you lock them up, you give them a you say that they you know, resisted arrest, and you put them in a felony. Now they have a felony. Now they can't. They can't vote. They can't participate.
Depends
in
on the state,
and they also can't build wealth for their children.
They can't build
wealth. You know, if they have a kid, they can't like make anything stable for them. It's like the child's mother or the person that's not incarcerated has to support.
And it's
them.
All done on purpose. It's all on purpose.
Once you get a felony, once you get a felony, then you have state and constitutional slavery, legal slavery against you.
And they're pretty open about it's to keep Democrats from voting.
Sure, sure.
All the people that are against felons getting their right. The whole reason you should be able to vote because
if you paid your dues and you went to prison or whatever, you should be able to get your vote.
Debt's been paid. It's like if you still got bills after you were done paying a credit card.
Exactly.
Bill.
It's
like, no, you still.
Hey, I want to ask Karen her Jewish embarrassment.
Oh, yeah, I've been thinking about it.
You can't say your parents.
It's so hard because we're all mostly exemplary. I really have been scratching.
The Rothschilds are great.
What about the Jewish lady that wants to grill chicken without the grill marks?
Who's that?
She a genius? I'm extremely proud of her.
Grilly Feinstein? How do you know her?
I knew my mom was up to something in her old age.
Who's the Jews that embarrass you?
I swear to God, I can't think of them.
Boo.
You know what? You know who's embarrassing? Yeah, you know who's embarrassing? I don't have a specific name because I'm not.
What about Netanyahu? Park?
What about Netanyahu?
The Jews that embarrass me are the ones that you see. I'm sure everybody knows, but there's that human rights organization in Israel. It's a little controversial called B'Tselem, and they like document human rights abuses over there. Mm-hmm. And there's videos that I watched and like didn't want to, but then did of Jewish settlers, and this isn't like shocking to anybody, but like hurling abuse at like Palestinian women with their heads covered, just like going to the supermarket or whatever, and it's ugly and it's a fucking embarrassment. That's truly
well, not just that, they'll do it to just other Jewish people that aren't doing their dumb Jewish shit.
I got some shit when I lived in Borough Park just for being a girl with my hair out, but
whore
for being a godless hair shower.
To be fair, you are a big whore.
Yeah, in fairness,
and that is a fair point. I was morally polluting that neighborhood, but it was my right to do so, and they were mean about it. So that's embarrassing. Well, Jewish intolerance is embarrassing.
Did I tell you about how I've been running through South Williamsburg? Yeah. Oh my God! So I live in East Williamsburg, and I like have this. My gym is like in downtown Brooklyn, and I sometimes run from my house to my gym, and then work out at the gym and run back.
Can't you just run to the gym and then run home and then you're done? And you don't have to work out.
Well, I mean, like, because I'm gonna do weight stuff. So I'll run.
Oh, cool. Me too.
I run through. I run through East Williamsburg, and the first time I did it, like I noticed I was wearing like running pants, like tights.
They better
and
not
I
have
noticed
been
like it was like dudes being like men being like, oh, and like looking away like, oh, we're in charge, except the sight of a woman's legs will make us helpless. And like I saw this one man like tell his two little boys that were with him to like look away. And they like both had
you're
to look
you're a charlatan.
Away. Yeah, they both
make
had to
a
look
double
away.
Eye patch out was, of your yarmulke.
You know, the thing is like I respect seriously, take your yarmulke and cover your face. You know,
you just tie your, you can tie your curl around.
You can just slide it down. The thing is, like, I respect people's right to live how they want to live, but also, like, you're in public, and I live in your city too, so fucking deal with it.
You know? Like, this they were dealing with it, so
the kids not believe
you. I would like to know what street you run down.
I'm going to be there. Also, park. Like, I lived there when I dressed my absolute
yarmulke
sluttiest.
With semen if I saw that.
Well, no, I wasn't like doing. I mean, I was just dating Kurt, but I was like, I was old enough. Like, I was old enough where I had, you know, come into adulthood, and I was all excited about it. But I was still too young to know what like covering your tits and ass was. So I would just like go outside my Borough Park apartment, waiting for like Kurt to pick me up in just something like that just really offends ooh. Them. Like, yeah. It would be like a short, tight dress and heels.
She's wearing an Intifada scarf.
My Nazi gear, they hate
it's like,
it.
Why she's got rollerblades
my
on?
My dad's Nazi
she's just
gun.
Like Lemmy from Motorhead.
All my favorite things they didn't like.
Yeah. All right, who didn't go yet?
Dressed
did
like
Dave
Skate
go?
Girl.
I went.
Kardashian.
Oh, Emily, go ahead.
I guess, I mean, this...
Now, do you want to keep it to white people, or do you want to make it your Texas homework?
I'm going
to
make it a Southern white okay. people okay. thing. Well, okay, so there's this documentary on HBO that came out a long time ago called Plastic Disasters, and there's this woman who was like...
Plastic Disasters?
Plastic Disasters, and there's this woman like who was like a bowling champion, like she was so good at bowling, and then she like wanted like a butt tuck and liposuction on her thighs.
Right.
And so she did it, and then she got an infection, and she lost her fucking legs and couldn't bowl ever again, and that's embarrassing.
I think I say it threw off her bowling balance.
No, well, technically it did. She became the ball herself.
So wait, you're embarrassed of her or for her?
I'm embarrassed that people, you know, I mean, I wouldn't necessarily that they're white or Southern, but people who put vanity over like, yeah, this is a risk I'm taking and it might end my life, but it's worth it to have like, I'm a size 8 and I really want to be a size 5.
Wow, but she never was lighter in her life.
to be honest, she lost a lot of weight.
She lost those fat gams.
And she wasn't even fat. She like smoked the whole time.
You can see right through her legs now.
I guess I'm embarrassed for white.
Oh my God, you just reminded me of something totally off topic. But have you seen ABCs of Death, that horror movie on Netflix?
Yes. No.
Do you remember L is for Libido?
Yeah.
Holy shit, dude, this is the greatest fuck. I mean, it's horrible to watch, but this guy in Indonesia, Timo something, Tahanto, awesome fucking horror director. And he also in VHS, he did one of the stories.
Yeah.
But this guy wakes up, okay, and he's in this room, he's tied to a chair, and there's another guy, and there's this naked Indonesian chick with her face painted, and he doesn't know where he is, and he looks at the other guy, and suddenly the guy starts jerking off to her.
Yeah. Right.
And this other lady looks at him like, go on, jerk off. And like, there's all these people with masks watching, okay? So they have to jerk off. It's like a race.
Right.
So they have to jerk off, and whoever finishes last, they take his chair over to like this screwy thing that goes up your ass and impales you. Wow. So the guy loses the first round of jerk off content of jerk off club and gets impaled. Yeah, then the next one, it's this other girl. And he,
I would
this
lose. I got a lot of scar tissue.
No, this guy wins.
Any of that would have happened on a flat earth.
This guy wins two
that's
rounds.
That's for sure.
Yeah, we could stop this. This guy wins two rounds. Then the next round, it gets tougher. It's a girl in a wheelchair.
Yes, the third time.
The girl in a wheelchair, and she takes off her fucking prosthetic foot.
Was she a professional bowler?
Maybe. And she
was.
She fucks her pussy with the foot. And
nice.
Then jump
oh, I could
that.
Come to that.
That's called shrimping.
Okay. Really?
So the guy,
when you get fingered with toes, it's shrimping.
The guy wins.
I heard that.
Well,
I
buckle like up for some shrimping.
That sounds right.
So he wins that round. He manages to win that round. Okay. Then the next round.
Chill went through me.
This is the next round. Dude, this is where it gets really disturbing. It's him and this other like really creepy guy, and he's whoever the actor is, he's
Steve
great.
Buscemi.
It's a fucking boy. It's a boy on the bed, and they have to watch this guy fuck a boy. And he, of course, he can't. He just
this
pukes.
Sounds like the Serbian movie.
Yeah, well, he pukes.
Did you see that?
Who pukes? The guy who got to fuck the boy? Or the boy?
No, the guy who had to watch it. The one guy, but the one guy's way into it, and he shoots an arc of jizz that like reaches his forehead.
Wait, you can access jizz arcs on Netflix?
No, it's called ABCs of Death. And then, okay.
But it's on Netflix.
Yeah, then he wakes up the next round and he's on a bed getting fucked. And then the chick has a chainsaw and hacks him up. And then it goes, ill is for libido. It's like, and then Karen looks at me and goes, is this why you have to practice so much? And yes, it is. That is why.
Hey, can I throw in another conspiracy from my friend Aaron over here on the couch?
I love a conspiracy.
I'm so glad we're friends. This is great.
I actually have a gift for you after the show.
Oh, okay.
You're going to love it. I'm really happy that you take care of yourself. You go to the gym, you work out, that you went to the doctor to examine to protect yourself from breast cancer. Do you know what the top one of the top, if not the top, causes of breast cancer is?
Having tits.
Mammograms.
Oh. Okay, no, I didn't. I actually didn't get a mammogram. That was a joke. I'm afraid of it. Is it like as a boob scan?
Yeah, so there you go. Yeah, but all right, so you didn't get one.
That's
good. That's good to hear.
Never
get one. They cause cancer.
Whoa, come on now.
That is absolutely true.
Jenny McCarthy.
Hey, and now, is this airing tonight? Is this show
tomorrow?
Is airing tomorrow?
It's live right now.
It's live now.
Okay, so there's if you go to I have a link on my Exposing the Big Three Facebook page. There's a 9-part series that started last night. Second episode's tonight about the truth about cancer. Check it out. It's amazing.
It's entitled Mammogram. Well, no, thank you, man.
And it'll tell you about mammograms and whatnot.
I'm actually going to jump kind of onto your little weird raft here for a second, because a lot of the way that we approach cancer is totally fucked and weird.
Right.
It's like based on treatment. It's based on funneling people into treatment, which is super expensive and gets a ton of money for the
they treat the symptom. Cancer is not the problem. Cancer is a symptom.
It's the environment.
It's health for profit. Right.
It's the environment. And like, there are a few organizations. There's an organization.
See, she's not dumb.
There's an organization called Breast Cancer Action in California that's actually really good about like advocating for like protections about like chemical exposure.
Yeah.
But a lot of like Komen and other big breast cancer charities focus
total
on
scams.
Just Cumin. Getting women to like treat it.
And treat the symptom. It's like treating your head for a headache when you're banging your head against the wall. The headache's not the problem. The headache's the symptom.
Is there any truth to antiperspirant being a cause of it?
I have no idea.
Yes. Antiperspirant, aluminum going into your into your lymphatic system.
There's
horrible.
There's a correlation, but they haven't established causation.
Also creates...
There's a strong correlation, but it's not. It doesn't necessarily...
Check out the series. I'm telling you, it's free. It's awesome. It's amazing. And it'll change the way you look at everything.
On the flat earth,
my friends. All I say is,
do we have news, by the way?
No, this is it. We just doing. We got 4 more minutes
open
left.
Your mind.
Oh, shit. We're almost done.
Check out the videos on deepinsidetherabbithole.com. Check out my YouTube page, DITRH. You won't be able to stop watching because your doubts won't be confirmed.
Smooth, Dave.
It won't be confirmed. Choking on my words there.
Doubts won't be confirmed.
Hey, I'm going to be at the Tacoma Comedy Club all weekend if you're out in the Seattle area. See my new terrible hour, please. I beg of you.
Seattle area.
Yeah, maybe learn a little something about the flat earth. Bring me back
something nice.
Like maybe a little bit of a lollipop or something.
You know, I collect spoons.
plug.
Dante, what you got going on?
I got... my podcast, Beige.
That's
Philip
right.
Show.
Yeah, Beige Philip.
You got a problem with your relationship? I do one-on-one counseling. Save me, Dante, at gmail.com, beigephilip.com.
I got to get you and Lenny together because I want
to
talk. He won't
do it.
He won't do it.
He can't even mention me anymore.
Yeah, he's in love now. He's past that. He can't keep going
but
back into that.
But he's getting ready to get ready to fuck up. He's slipping already.
Well, yeah.
I'm telling you, man. I could never consciously do anything, but I've just unconsciously blundered into your techniques my whole life.
I know.
If I thought about it would fucking
fucked it up.
It's just I kind of just naturally.
It's like being
fell down the stairs that way.
It's like being a drunk driver Sherrod's and you
like
never
a,
get hurt
Sherrod's
because your body's so loose.
Yeah,
right. Sherrod's a prodigy. Sherrod's a prodigy.
Oh yeah, I was born with it.
Sherrod, what are you promoting?
But
yeah, the show. I'm just getting ready for the show. First week in July. July 4th week.
Oh.
Annie. Yes.
Nice.
Emily, thanks, what's up with...
I guess everybody catch up on Orange is the New Black so you can watch me on season 4. I'm a prison guard.
Yeah, you are.
Nice.
Oh, I got something.
You still got the outfit?
Yeah, I still got that outfit.
Is season 4 out yet?
Oh, I'm in...
Season 4 comes out on June 17th. The whole season dropped that day. Thank you. I'm done.
I'm in the finale of Limitless.
Okay.
And,
that's awesome.
That's on CBS?
Yes. And
look at me knowing.
John Wick 2.
Oh yeah, John Wick too.
I like John Wick.
Love John Wick.
Yeah.
Aaron Vocative, is that your
deal? Did he kill you in the movie?
Yeah, just check out Vocative because I edit that website.
Okay, yes. And Karen Krastamouth, what's up?
Krastamouth, Tommy's officially the co-host, and
Tommy's officially the co-host now,
yes.
Huh?
And he's awesome, and like it's such a way better show.
I'm proud
than
of
when
him.
It was just me.
Tell him he's banned from Race Wars now.
Why would he be banned for being on our spin-off podcast?
And lastly,
it's our spin-off show.
Check out my podcast, Deep Inside the Rabbit Hole, on this network. Also, check out some of the conspiracies that I've been talking about.
We heard you, Dave.
Hey, the Brussels bombing.
For the love of God.
I have a Brussels bombing page, which is new.
You won't stop.
Check it out.
Check out my new Frisbee website. Check it out. FlatEarth.com.frisbee.
Check out my Frisbee website called Balls.
he's the rich voice of conspiracies.
I'm offering.
My ball website I'm called They're Really Frisbees.
You guys, $1,000 for anyone that can give me one proof that the earth is a ball.
Stop
just one.
Saying one proof.
One, just one.
Don't say one proof anymore.
One, that's all I need.
One proof.
Give me one proof of English. Listen, thanks everybody for coming on. Yeah. Race Wars, a fun episode.
Yeah.
We love you. Bye.
This has been a Stand Up Labs production, powered by Digital Media.